Christ is alive, let Christians see.
I've been a pastor for about 26 years now. I have hemophilia. It's a lifelong chronic illness. It means my blood doesn't clot. It means one of the many blood factors that you need to get a clot is missing completely in my blood. Hemophilia is a sex-linked genetic disease, and so my grandfather had it. My mother was a carrier. I was born, and I started having these massive hemorrhages, and nobody knew why I was bleeding so much. I was close to death a couple of times and given transfusions of whole blood and eventually diagnosed with hemophilia. Hemophilia varies in degrees between mild and severe, and I have severe hemophilia. The largest risk is joint bleeding. Those are the big areas where you bleed, and when a joint bleeds, it fills with blood and it's very painful. Since my joints have a lot of damage, I can reach for something and go too far. And it can cause like a little adhesion to break. And if a little adhesion breaks, it'll bleed, and in a normal body it would stop within 10 minutes. And for a person that has no clotting, it'll just keep bleeding until you take the clotting factor. It meant that I grew up wearing braces, being on crutches, using wheelchair, you know, having my arms in slings. And, you know, we're talking those old leather and metal braces that went into your shoe that squeaked when you walked. It meant that all of that was part of my life. And all of that had to fit into the life of a regular child that, you know, wanted to, you know, ride bikes and climb trees. And neither of which are actually helpful with hemophilia. The treatment for the disease has progressed a lot. There was just sort of a sense that, you know, you just got what came with the disease. And that's not the case today. People have a much better outlook. The idea that Christians have of God being with them in a bodily, wounded sense.
Jesus, the risen Savior, the wounded Savior with the scars on his hands and his feet.
Means a lot to a wounded person. And so that's a very strong metaphor for me. I'm a chaplain right now at the Paul's Run community. Paul's Run is a continuing care retirement community. And I had been here for about 2 weeks. Because I had been having a relatively healthy 2 weeks, there was nothing really visible. I limped a little bit, but around here, everybody limps. The day of this particular service, I happened to have a bleed in my arm, so I was wearing a sling. And so after 2 weeks, it was the first time that the residents had seen me physically wounded. We were in the chapel, and as elders were doing, they were all whispering. And how elders whisper, it's like, "What's wrong with the chaplain?" Really loudly. I stood there in the center with my sling, and I told the short story of my history with hemophilia, many of the things that I had been through. And I said to them, I said to the community, "I don't know how long I'm going to be here as your chaplain, but I want you to know that as long as I am here, you have a chaplain who gets it. Someone who gets the woundedness, the wheelchairs, the walkers. And we don't have to start there with our conversations. We can go from there and talk about life and what that means."